She's the Maya Angelou Presidential Chair at Wake Forest University. Professor Melissa Harris Perry is on the phone. What did you think about the debate?
Well, it was a lot. I mean, we hosted about 175 young people last night at Wake Forest University to watch it. So we were watching it in the context of having Democrats and Republicans together, but most importantly, young people are watching the event on about six different screens. And I always like that because it gives me a chance to watch their reactions. I mean, we had some live polling going on, too, so that we could get a sense of their reactions. And I got to tell you, for me, undoubtedly, the most interesting things we're seeing, that on the one hand, young people were saying that that overwhelmingly Hillary Clinton was their choice. So at the end of the night, the vast majority of young people walked away saying that both that they believed she won the debate and they believed they were going to vote for her.
And how old are these people?
And so these are college-age kids. These are kind of 18 to 24-year-olds.
This is their first presidential election for many of
them? This is their first presidential election. This is the election where they're going to cast their first vote. There's still plenty of young people there who also said they were going to vote for Trump, which is always interesting. And remember, we live in North Carolina, so this is a swing state. This is one of the states that is going to decide this election. And one of the polling questions asked, do you believe that Hillary Clinton is hiding something in her emails? And we had a vast majority of young people. And this is interesting to me because they weren't around in the 90s. Mm. And they said, yes, we think she's lying. We believe she's hiding something. And that's a really important answer because that tells us that that narrative about her being dishonest is sticking. And that's tough. And that's something that her campaign will continue to have to deal with over the course of the next month. Mm.
Professor Melissa Harris Perry, did you ask on the other side about Donald Trump not letting his taxes be shown to the public, and was he hiding anything?
We absolutely did. So these are my colleagues, Michael Passapia and Ron Von Bergen, Communications and Political Science, will be releasing some of their data. And they did a word cloud in part, and nothing, the word nothing was the biggest word that showed up. When people were asked, what do you think is he hiding in his taxes?
Wow.
People thought he was hiding nothing. It is a fascinating, fascinating thing. For me, the most interesting interaction was on race. Mm.
Right there in North Carolina where things are going on in Charlotte.
Man, I got to tell you, North Carolina is the center of the universe right now. Again, not only the swingiest of the swing states, with this razor-thin margin in the election, but obviously the unrest and the injustice happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, just an hour south of us. And I feel like all eyes are on us. All the big questions are happening here, from immigration to LGBT rights to this violent interaction of the police on African-American bodies. And I think neither one of them really gave us a very satisfying answer. But part of that had to do with how the question was asked. The question was, how are you going to heal the racial divide? As though the president is like the national Neosporin or something. This isn't a racial divide.
So what should the question have been?
Well, so for me, this isn't a question about a racial divide. This is an equality between black and white citizens who are feeling bad about each other. This is about police officers, in this case, right? It's about police officers who are paid by taxpayer dollars an African-American officer who are using excessive force against citizens. And so the question is, what are you going to do to demilitarize the police so that police are held accountable for the deaths of unarmed citizens, and not only are held accountable for the deaths of unarmed citizens, but are trained in a way such that the deaths of unarmed citizens do not continue to occur. Mm. That's very different than healing the racial divide.
Yeah.
And it would have led to different kinds of answers.
All right. Last question. Which network did you watch last night? Did you watch MSNBC?
I don't watch MSNBC, sir. I don't know if one of those other channels may have been straight into it, but not the TV I was watching. No, sir.
Oh, I just keep mess going, don't I? We love you, Melissa. You know we do.
Love you, too.